USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Biden administration's restrictions on so-called ghost guns will remain in place for now. The Supreme Court, in an emergency ruling, agreed to pause a lower court's decision invalidating the regulations as the administration carries out its appeal. The case is scheduled for oral arguments next month. Tens of thousands remain without power in areas of the eastern U.S. after severe storms swept through the region yesterday. At least two people were killed and around 200,000 are still without power. Police in Montgomery, Alabama say one person has turned themselves in and two others are expected to surrender in connection with a brawl at a river dock.
A confrontation ensued between the co-captain being attacked by several members of the private boat.
Montgomery Police Chief Darrell Albert said they detained and interviewed more than 10 people while investigating the incident. Video of that fight on Saturday went viral on social media. Nearly 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon is being designated a national monument.
First time I saw the Grand Canyon, as I stood there and looked out, a phrase came to mind. It was instinctive. I said, this is God's cathedral.
During a visit to the site today, President Biden said his action protects land sacred to Native Americans in the region and permanently bans new uranium mining. It's part of the president's plan to conserve 30% of U.S. land and water by 2030. High home prices have more than half of Gen Z saying renting is a better option for them than buying a home. Overall, 44% of renters surveyed by RealPage said renting is the way to go, citing affordability the most. RealPage had surveyed 2,000 multifamily renters under 55 with an income of up to $200,000. Credit card balances in the U.S. have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever. The New York Federal Reserve reports total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. This is USA News.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's single, spicy chicken sandwich, medium frosty, or 10-piece nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely nuggets.
Spicy
and
chicken
a frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's single, and a frosty.
Frosty
for me.
And a frosty.
Okay, who said frosty and a frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with a combo or any other offer.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Former President Trump's lawyers are trying to stop a protective order from being issued in his election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order, asking the judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case after the former president posted on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Trump's lawyers claim such a move would violate the First Amendment. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is making changes to his presidential campaign team. DeSantis is bringing in his longtime chief of staff, James Uthmeyer, to serve as his new presidential campaign manager, replacing Jenera Peck, who will stay on as a senior advisor. A book about Southern California-based In-N-Out Burger is about to be released.
The granddaughter of the late founders, who happens to also be the president and CEO of the family-run business, penned the ins and outs of In-N-Out Burger. Lindsay Snyder's book takes a historical look at the burger joint that started in 1948 and grew to become part of American culture. In-N-Out has locations in 7 states and plans to add an 8th in 2026. The book will hit stores in October. I'm Phil Hewlett.
An Etsy shop owner is cashing in on the friendship bracelet trend at Taylor Swift's tour. Swifties across the U.S. are making the bracelets to trade and hand out to other fans during all stops on the Eras tour. Jamie Tompkins in Oklahoma City said she sold over 5,000 Taylor Swift handmade friendship bracelets on her Etsy shop over the summer, making about $16,000. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.